Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Magen David Adom getting the latest update on the situation, this terrible, terrible situation in Meron. Absolutely tragic. Can you imagine surviving a pandemic only to die in a stampede at Meron? Happened last night. The body count is over 40 people. And joining me right now from the director at the fundraising department for Magen David Adom in Israel is Yonatan Yagodovsky. Good morning, Yonatan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Firstly, thank you so much for speaking to me this morning. What is the latest news as the story is developing? What are the latest facts on the ground?
It's been a very, very sad night. We're talking about 44 people that died during this event, and about 150 people that are hospitalized. Some of them, more than 20, are in severe condition. They are hospitalized in several hospitals, both in the north of Israel, but also even down to Jerusalem. They were flown over to Hadassah in Jerusalem, a few of them. It's a very, very difficult night, we are now facing another morning and day of funerals that at least some of them probably will be conducted today before Shabbat.
Oh, it's absolutely tragic. Are there any more ideas as to what happened at the event? Because I've seen very conflicting reports.
It is conflicting. There are a variety, a couple of at least stories, but and it is all under investigation by the authorities, but it seems that on the way down from a certain location, thousands of people were walking down in a designated path, and for some reason, some people slipped, slided, and fell over, and then that created the full chaos, and it caused this huge amount of people were injured and were killed.
You know, I mean, some of the reports saying that that the beaches had collapsed. Another one saying that the IDF was reporting that a roof had collapsed, the 669 unit of the IDF. Very, very conflicting. So now what you're saying is that it actually happened outside and people were walking and then it kind of became like a snowball. Is that what happened?
Probably that. Well, the first report that we received that some of the kind of temporary structures that were built according to facing this huge event, and it's being built every year, a certain structure collapsed with people and they are injured. But then we realized that the main problem was a stampede on a certain path that was a known path that is organized, etc., but the amount of people that were going through that path for going down the stairs, etc., was too high. And when people began to trip down and fall, those that were behind them, and we are talking about thousands of people, simply rammed them, and then it continued, like, as you said, like kind of a snowball.
Do you have any confirmation as to how many people were there at the event?
The estimation was around 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Let's say in a non-COVID year, and last year this event didn't really happen. It happened without the public.
Yes.
But in previous years, we have witnessed years that were more than double people attending this event. Usually the gathering is about 2 or 3 days, and the celebrations, it's a very, very happy event. And since it happened now, very close to Shabbat, to Saturday, the entire celebration were more tied up to a certain time, which was yesterday during the day and last night, and basically a little bit today in the morning that was supposed to happen. And then people were heading home, were supposed to be heading home the same way they were driven in.
I see that that people who were there are being offered, you know, trauma debriefs. Is that being done through the Magen David Adom?
No, the trauma debriefs are being done by a variety of professional agencies. We do also have a group of people within the ranks of Magen David Adom, both employees or volunteers, who are trained to do that by other organizations, by the various municipalities. And this is a long-term treatment. I mean, it's not like putting a bandage on a wound.
Sure.
People that were there, including our own team members, and I'm talking about hundreds of emergency medical technicians and paramedics that were there from Magen David Adom on standby, as we do every year. The sights that they saw and the things that they were involved in, no doubt, to be taken care of, and we are offering them the necessary assistance today, tomorrow.
Look, I think that as diaspora jury, we are very familiar what Magen David Adom does, and you do an incredible, incredible job in Israel, really.
Thank you.
Just well done to you. Do you know if there's any secondary concerns or concerns about, you know, secondary threats like coronavirus and possibly becoming a super spread event? I mean, I didn't see anybody wearing masks. I know that Israel, you don't have to wear masks, but I would assume that at an event with this many people, that people, you know, that attendees would possibly have to wear masks.
I know it was one of the concerns of the Israeli Ministry of Health, the fact that there will be such a huge gathering and people will not preserve all the guidelines and not maintain the guidelines, the social distancing, mask, etc., and so forth. But the essence of this celebration is also marking the end of a pandemic that happened hundreds and hundreds of years ago to the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and this event was somehow kind of supposed to be a celebration also, hopefully, for the end of COVID here in Israel. And now we are facing this disaster. Israel is in a relatively good position with regards to COVID,
sure,
especially if you could compare it to other, unfortunately, other parts of the world, but still, we do have COVID with us, and it still is a major concern, not only for us as in Magen David Adom, but for the entire medical arena in Israel. We do have people who are suffering from COVID, are being treated, new cases, even in very low numbers, less than 100 a day or 70 a day. But still, it is a major concern, and we hope that the new variants that do exist will not be attacking us again. And the vaccination process in Israel, which is fantastic, will keep us safe as much as possible.
Yonatan, I wish you and your team just a Shabbat Shalom. Stay safe. And thank you for the incredible, incredible work of the Magen David Adom.